A reading from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 10, verses 46 through 52. As Jesus was leaving Jericho with his disciples and a sizable crowd, Bartimaeus, a blind man, the son of Timaeus, sat by the roadside begging. On hearing that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." And many rebuked him, telling him to be silent. But Bartimaeus kept calling out all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." So they called the blind man, saying to him, "Take courage, get up, Jesus is calling you." Bartimaeus threw aside his cloak, sprang up, and came to Jesus. Jesus said to him in reply, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man replied to Jesus, "Master, I want to see." Jesus told Bartimaeus, "Go your way. Your faith has saved you." Immediately, Bartimaeus received his sight and followed Jesus on the way. The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Bartimaeus is sitting at the city gate of Jericho, along the well-traveled road that leads in and out, doing what he has done for a lifetime. In the darkness of his physical blindness, Bartimaeus begs for a simple act of kindness or generosity from those who hurry along the road absorbed in the business of their own lives. Most do not even see this man, Bartimaeus, known in Jericho as the one who is blind. Today, however, the travelers on the road are abuzz with news of Jesus of Nazareth as he leaves the city. The light of faith ignites in Bartimaeus. He raises his voice above the chatter and the bustle of the crowd, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Immediately the voices from within and without berate him for such audacity. Yet the dark voices of discouragement could not overcome the inner vision, the light of hope that blazes in Bartimaeus. "Son of David, have mercy on me." The cry of faith stopped God's mercy in his tracks on the Jericho road. "Call him." The voice of love resounds, "Take courage, get up." Bartimaeus took up the courage given to him and threw aside the cloak, the past, all that had held him in darkness. He sprang up, discarded all ambivalence and hesitation to face Jesus. And us, what about us? Today, most of us will do what we ordinarily do. The road is familiar, the road and the world around us coming and going. We travel our own Jericho road. Are we ready today for an unexpected miracle, an awakening, a transformation? My faith is poised like Bartimaeus's, attuned to hear the good news that Jesus of Nazareth travels my Jericho Road, our Jericho Road. I am ready to hear the Spirit's call. Take up courage. Throw off the things of the past. I am ready to face Jesus. And I say, Master, I want to see you.